This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Wildfire conditions are dangerous today for parts of the state. There are red flag warnings for Colorado Springs and Fort Collins this afternoon and on to the eastern plains. The race for Colorado's two open congressional seats is generating a lot of interest and a lot of money. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports so far Democratic candidates are outraising Republicans.
In the toss-up race for the 8th Congressional District, Democrat Yadira Caraveo raised about $1.5 million, according to the latest campaign finance filings. She has over $500,000 left to spend in the coming weeks. Republican candidate Barbara Kirkmeyer raised about $670,000 and has just over $300,000 cash on hand. In the 7th Congressional District, Democrat Brittany Pederson raised over $1 million. Republican Eric Odlin raised over $600,000. Pederson is in a much stronger position in the last few weeks with almost $900,000 cash on hand. Odlin has less than $75,000. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado Mesa University's mountain biking team has won a national championship for the third year in a row. CPR's Dina Sieg says the school faced 16 other teams at Purgatory Resort near Durango over the weekend.
CMU narrowly won over Fort Lewis College, historically its biggest competitor, at the three-day Collegiate Mountain Bike National Championships. Coach Brian Flaherty says Sunday's win took him back to the first time his team finally beat Fort Lewis after years of trying.
I just kept thinking to myself, we were able to keep that momentum from 2019 to today, and that was pretty special.
He says when CMU defends the title next year, the championships will likely be held on the East Coast. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Western Colorado has highs in the 70s this afternoon, getting cooler for the weekend, mountain highs near 60, Front Range highs in the 70s. This is CPR News and KRCC.